This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I mean, it's an honor. It really is. You know, something that we accomplished as a team, as an organization, you know, in 2017-18. And yeah, it's just a nice reminder.
Welcome back to BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM with the Joes and Aaron Hawksworth on the BetQL Network.
Welcome back, BetQL Daily, right here on the BetQL Network. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawksworth with you on a Thursday. Great guest coming up next hour. Kenny Ducey, Sam Panayotovich will join us next hour of the show. The voice there, of course, Doug Peterson, head coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars, the former Eagles coach. He's back in Philadelphia on Sunday, talking about his statue outside the stadium alongside Nick Foles. Eagles, 6.5-point favorites in this game, 46 on the total. Why don't we talk about that for a second? We'll talk about the line movement and what's going on with these games. Does that feel a little light to you guys? 46, two teams averaging well over 25 points per game. I know the Eagles' defense has been very good in back-to-back weeks. Maybe they're getting a little more respect here. 46, Eagles, Jaguars? That feels low, Aaron.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how you guys feel, but these totals have been hard to figure out because we have seen lower scoring across the board.
Yeah.
And then we were wondering if there was an over adjustment by the books. So it does feel low, but I'm like, is it? Is there something I don't know? What's going on here?
I got to say, when I hear Doug Peterson, I don't think that he should have a statue there. Isn't this a bit much?
Well, it's the Philly special. It's him and Nick Foles deciding to go for the Philly special.
Really? You think Doug Peterson should have a statue there?
Well, I don't know if I'd have a Doug Peterson. It's the Foles
just
and
Doug,
Doug thing.
Right. Well, I know. I know.
Them. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you could cut off the Foles part too. I mean, he's terrible.
Nick Foles delivered the greatest performance in Eagles history. He deserves a statue.
Eh, he wasn't even good enough to start the season. He's terrible.
Yeah, that listen.
I watched him here.
You're just anti-statue. He outplayed Tom Brady. That's all I know. And that game is
the list of people that should get statues is very exclusive to me. Very. I mean, the Bears are a team. They have not had good history in the last, half a century. But they do have history from, you know, the 1930s, 1940s. They have like two statues. And maybe they need more. Maybe they will when they move. But I just, yeah. I don't know.
But there's a statue.
When I hear which, the Dick Butkus tweets. Yes. Speaking of which, the Dick Butkus tweets from the Bears account was so
what'd he
funny.
Say? I missed
He took over the account and they were just like tweeting videos of the wall. Like he didn't know what he was doing.
His pocket.
I did see that. They gave him access to then...
He's tweeting restaurants near me because he's trying to look it up and going, oops, didn't mean to tweet that.
How do you do that?
I wonder
what the issue is. He's just got these big paws where he has no control of his cell phone or what?
Yeah, I mean, I just think technology might not be his friend at this point. That's okay. I mean, we know you're anti-statue. We get it. What do you think? Total too low on this game?
A little bit. I thought it was interesting when we talked to Jason the Trader over at BetMGM that he said nobody wants to bet the Jaguars. But, you know, you talk to bettors, you talk to sharper people, hear them talk about this matchup. I think everybody's jumping in on the Jaguars. There's a reason this got off the 7, right? We're still at 6.5 everywhere at the moment. Mm-hmm. I'm really interested in this matchup. How real is Jacksonville? We're going to find out. Boy, if things change quickly. The Eagles might be the best team in the NFC East. Oh, now it's measuring stick. The Eagles are so good that now we're going to find out if teams are for real because they're going against the Eagles. I think that's an interesting place to be right now. And I'm sure that's what the conversation is like by you. I mean, offensive categories for Philly. They're tops in everything across the board. They can do no wrong. Defensively, they can do no wrong. I think they have the best cornerback tandem right now in the NFL. Right now. I mean, the numbers tell you that.
I'd say trio. I mean, Maddox is a good slot corner. I don't think any team has three better than that. It's a lot. They have a lot out there.
Certainly fair. I mean, the first thing I thought of was Slay and Bradbury, but you're right. You look at some of the numbers and the passer ratings when they're picked on, they're both top four. They have two of the top four corners. Opposing quarterbacks passer rating when they're targeting those corners. Like, where do you go with the ball in this? And they're putting pressure, too. So, I mean, this is going to be a very different situation for Trevor Lawrence. And I'm not trying to talk myself into laying the number. I think this is Jacksonville or you walk away. But if you're thinking the Jaguars are legit, I think we find out for real on Sunday.
So what about the trend? Is there any thought on playing the trend? So it's 46 on the game. First half, that's where the Eagles have done their damage. Second quarter, they have been lights out.
Yeah.
Eagles minus four is the first half number. 23 in the first half total. That's an interesting number. 23 in the first half total.
I mean, okay, well, look. Which aspect of this team does Doug Peterson know most? There's been a lot of personnel change on the defensive side, and that's why people have upgraded them so much. And it looks like that's a big reason that they're looking so good. What does he know most? The offense, right?
Yeah. I mean, he was Hurts' first coach. I mean, he's a better player now than he was with Doug, but that was his guy to start off.
And different receivers, though, too.
Sure.
So how much does he really know? I think that's certainly fair to ask. Are you thinking Philly first half? Jacksonville second half?
Yeah, and I'm thinking the over in the first half. We'll see. I mean, the Eagles have taken their foot off the gas and struggled in the second half to move the ball as much. But, I mean, think about how low 23 is with these two offenses in the first half. 14-10, you're over. And that feels light. I mean, the Eagles have been at 24 points themselves in the first half of these games.
Here's something that I will admit I think we do not know yet. And Trevor Lawrence making a huge leap. The guy that was hyped so much, and it looks like he's meeting those expectations at this point in year number two, right? Okay, I'll buy into that. I'll buy into the upgrades across the board with the Eagles. The Eagles being a Super Bowl contender, one of the best teams in the NFC, maybe the best. I'll buy into all that. Here's what I don't know. I don't know if the Jaguars have a good defense. They were the worst in the league at everything last year. If you look up any defensive metric, 32, you're going to find Jacksonville. And now they're near the top. What, did they change that much on defense? Like the change in coaching staff, some of the personnel, it improved that much where you can flip from worst to top five, top 10? That's certainly something I need a larger sample size on.
Yeah, rush DVOA. They're number one defensively.
Yeah. Rush success rate, they're one. They're number three in EPA per play. Yeah, number one against the rush. And even just overall, Aaron, defensive DVOA, they're number four.
I know.
Is this about the opposition? What you would think regression would set in because you see teams get better, but you don't see worse to one of the best, right? from year over year, usually. So and Doug's an offensive guy, right? So that's what I find so fascinating about this Jaguars thing. I mean, nothing has gone wrong yet for this squad.
No. I heard Baldy yesterday talking about them and Brian Baldinger, and he said all their picks they've hit on. Devin Lloyd looks like a star linebacker. He said Devin Lloyd might be one of the best inside linebackers in the league right now already. And obviously Trayvon Walker could play. So
phenomenal.
Yeah, they got players.
I mean, they also beat some mediocre to poor teams. I mean, they lost to the Commanders, but, you know, for their stats, they went up against them. Colts and Chargers, they're not the team they were or we were expecting them to be either.
Right. So maybe is it just matchup-based?
Exactly, against a superior opponent, we'll see if those if that DVOA number goes down for them.
All right, let's hit a couple games where there's line movement. I'll throw like three or four of you guys. Tell me which one hits you the most. Line movement we've seen in the last day or so. Jets are down to only 3-point dogs. That's come down a half from 3.5 to 3 in the Steelers-Jets game. We know it's Wilson now. Commanders-Cowboys has also come down off 3.5 to 3 in Dallas on Sunday. The Browns number is down to 1.5. I believe they were 2-point favorites a couple days ago. It's down to 1.5 in Atlanta. And now we are looking at the Patriots under the 10. It's at 9.5. They've taken the 10 off at BetMGM. It's no longer 10. We're at 9.5. Any of those hit you? The movement in those games?
Well, anytime you have the key number involved, whether it's 2-3 off the 3, and that one was the Jets one, right?
Yeah, from 3.5
down
to 3.
Down 2-3.
Same thing with the Commanders, but the similar thing, similar moves.
Yeah, those are certainly the ones that will jump out more. I think the Browns-Falcons matchup is fascinating for a number of reasons on both sides. But, yeah, when we see movement like that, I think that's really interesting. So are they trying to tell us that Zach Wilson is better than Joe Flacco? Is that what that move tells us?
I guess. I mean, I'm very tempted to take the Steelers, Aaron. They get 10 days rest off the Thursday night. They're at home. They get to face Zach Wilson, his first game of the year off surgery. I hate Trubisky, but I think this is Steelers game.
Exactly. I mean, doesn't it seem like there's a pretty good chance Zach Wilson's going to be rusty? Yes. I just have a hard time believing that he's that much of an upgrade over Joe Flacco.
Man. All right. I just, it bothers me to my core to lay points with Trubisky. I have a problem getting past that. I don't know that I'm going to be able to. So we had the Jets riding high off a miracle win against Cleveland. Then they got their butts kicked by the Bengals. And now they go to Pittsburgh, which is a tough place to play. I will say, you know, the Watt impact is real. We all know that. But Alex Highsmith has been awesome for that defense. He leads the NFL in sacks. He's up there in pressures overall. It's, you know, offensively, Trubisky, he's one of the worst quarterbacks. He's dead last in QBR in the NFL. He's bottom five in quarterback rating. No surprise there. There's no explosion with that guy. And we always talk about the Steelers receivers year after year. They find guys and, you know, they're always right on receivers. Does it matter when Trubisky's the quarterback? Does it matter when you're 30th in explosive pass and play rate? You know, it's they're going to have to run the ball. So if I'm laying 3, okay, you have a better chance convincing me at 3. 3.5, there is no shot. But you can convince me. You can convince me a little bit. I think with the way Flacco played in those first couple of games in particular is much better than anything we've seen in Zach Wilson's career.
Yes. I mean, does Wilson lead them back in the Browns game? Does he throw 2 touchdowns the last 2 minutes? No.
No, no. God, no.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
So are you guys betting the Steelers?
I think so. I don't hate it, but I have to. I mean, it's a light number. I mean, 3 points at home, and the extra rest is part of this too. Tomlin's had 10 days for this game against Robert Saleh. Yeah. I get a coaching advantage in that situation too.
What does Saleh do exactly? What does he do? His defense is still terrible. And I mean, he's a guru, right? Defensive
That's
guru? Is he a leader of men? Like, what are you selling
receipts.
Me on with
receipts.
Robert Saleh? Yeah, he's holding receipts. He's a cashier. Great.
He might be one in a couple of years to figure this out. Are we any thoughts on the Patriots, Aaron, moving down to 9.5? We're off the 10 there.
I don't know if I can back the Patriots against the Packers. I know the wins for the Packers haven't been pretty, but I don't know if I'm rocking. I think it's Mac Jones season for me.
Paul, he's not going to be out there, it sounds like, but I was really disappointed that we didn't get double digits in the contest. Super contest gave us 9.5. I was all about
that. Yeah. Are you off it now?
I don't know. What do you think, Paul?
I mean, we're not taking 9.5, right?
Is that a signal that they think there's going to be more sharp money later in the week on this side?
Yeah.
By doing 9. I mean, I haven't seen 9.5
anywhere.
It's only
going one way, right? Unless it's a pump fake or a head fake and everyone wants to hit that 9.5 with the Packers.
You know, the Patriots defense is putting pressure on quarterbacks.
Yes.
I don't know if anybody's noticed, but that's something that, you know, Rodgers with all those young receivers, is that something that, I mean, Judon has 10 pressures. That's good for fourth. Dietrich Wise has 4 sacks on the year. They're fourth in adjusted sack rate. Like they might put Rodgers into a bind.
And don't you feel better about the Patriots putting up points with Hoyer almost?
No,
that's done it before. You don't. Okay.
No, I don't. Better? No, because we've seen some explosion from them. I mean, I'll rip Mac Jones as much as anyone. And the 3 picks last week was very disappointing. He just made some really dumb red zone decisions that came down to. But I can't – you think that they're better with Hoyer?
I'm just like, just for one game, good? Week to prepare, yes. Know he's the guy, that sort of thing.
Yeah, I hear you. The part holding me back is Hoyer's losses last 11 starts.
That's a big one. That sounds like a trend. Trend or truth coming up next right here on the BetQL Network.
We'll be right back with BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL Network.